And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to very busy Fisherman's Landing this morning. Yeah, in Point Loma,
like
sport fishing. Yeah, there's a lot of boats coming in and out this morning. Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk is here talking fishing aboard that fantastic vessel out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And wow, are we giving away, to round out the year here of 2023, giving away a phenomenal prize to Dave.
No doubt. Man, and so thankful to Dave and the guys at Fisherman's for just giving away such a killer trip. I mean, we've been talking about all morning how great that Tomahawk is and how great the fishing was last year and fish handling and the crew. Well, somebody's going to get to experience that, a day and a half trip given away at the end of today's show. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on any open party trip with availability day and a half coming up next season. What a rad prize that is.
That is.
Eligible to both callers and texters. And at the end of the show, Dave's going to flip a coin that's going to designate whether that prize is going to one of our callers or one of our texters. And, man, if you want to get through, or better yet, if you just got questions, we got the man in studio this morning, 213-432-1090. That's our phone number, 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts rolling through on that Let's Talk Hookup app. We talk about it all the time, but make sure if you text the show, you include your contact information, because if you win that killer prize, we want to make sure to get it to you.
Yeah, for sure. And JP's been a busy guy on the phones this morning, but there is a line open right now, 213-432-1090. Let's jump back in those phones.
You got it, man. Let's talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I have a question for Captain... Oh, thank you. Captain Dave, for the top captains, if you're out looking around and there's a kelp patty and you mark that there's fish, but there's one boat on it, is there an etiquette way where you can join in or like raise them on the radio, or do you just keep going and looking?
I guess it's situational. It just depends. I feel initially if they're fishing that kelp and there's other kelps to be had, we kind of just pass it and try to find one of our own. But I mean, I feel like there's days where it's like, you know, there's only a couple kelps around, and you know, it's one of those gigs. If it's one of our code boats and we're kind of on that same team. Because I mean, it is little cliques out there, and whether we want to believe it or not, and that's just kind of what it is. And I feel like if they're friendly, we call them and they invite us in, then yeah, by all means, we'll give it a shot. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I feel like for a kelp, and if there's one, there's more around. And I mean, that's what's such a nice thing to have is these binoculars that we have, and you know, having two guys on the roof with two pairs and two guys in the wheelhouse. I mean, it's. If there's kelps around, we will see them. So
yeah.
It's kind of a yes and a no. It just depends. It depends on the day. It depends if there's more kelps to be had or we know of more kelps to be had. But, I mean, this ocean, man, I mean, once these kelps get caught in the current and they gather fish, there's a lot of times more than one around.
Sure.
The early part of last year, we had some crazy good kelping on really nice size yellow. Like the kelp patty yellowtail last year at the beginning of the season was great. You know, 15, 20 pound average, it seemed like. And then you just didn't hear much about kelps, you know, throughout the rest of the year. Was it just not as good a fishing, or was the focus just so on bluefin and it keeps you in a different area, or you're worried about nighttime? And like, what was the, you know, or was there good kelping, and you know, but it just got overshadowed by how good the tuna fishing was?
I feel like there was some good kelping, but again, I mean, I feel that bluefin, man. That bluefin, of course, just takes up a lot of energy. And for the kelping that we did have, it wasn't like previous years where it was just good, solid, grade yellowtail on it. I mean, a lot of the kelps felt like they had a lot of smaller Dorado,
okay.
Or Dorado, you know, some small, some not. but I failed to target straight kelp and fish. I feel like it was a little more down this last year, at least compared. I mean, it's all about comparing it to previous.
Sure.
But I mean, there was days that you had to find a kelp.
Right.
Yeah. And it was.
Yeah, but and then you throw up mix in that yellowfin that came in too in August and
yeah, that was
September.
Some fun stuff.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Mixed schools, the bluefin and yellowfin.
Yep.
I mean, find a spot of birds and get on it. Yeah. Oh boy.
And just drift.
Yeah.
Plunking all day. Yep.
Fun. That's such fun fishing.
It
right?
is. It is. It's clean.
Yeah.
I enjoy
yeah.
it.
People love doing it.
You just as a captain, and there's no right or wrong answer to this, but like if the option is available for that more slightly more run and gun good yellowfin fishing, where it's maybe a little more action but a smaller grade of fish, or bluefin fishing where it's a little more plunker and sit and drift all day, but it's a little bigger grade of fish. What do you as the guy behind the wheel prefer to do? Both great scenarios. No right or wrong answer, but. What do you prefer? You grind out big bluefins, or do you like throwing yellowfins over the rail?
God, they both serve just a great purpose. and can bring smiles to everyone on the boat. I guess that's just what's available.
Sure, sure.
You know, because it's all about best option, the best chance to get everyone fish, you know, have everyone happy, high-fiving. That's another one of those, I take it seriously when I'm asked a question. And I feel like the plunker bluefin, man, it's just a lot of guys come on these boats with hopes of catching a nice bluefin. I feel like that's kind of what we're attracting. I feel like I'd probably pick the plunker bluefin, be able to gather, high five coach, and come off the boat with a good grade of fish.
That's cool.
Yep.
I dig it. Hey, appreciate the call very much again. Hey, a great text come through from Mark in Los Angeles, looking to buy a perfect 60-pound outfit and looking for Dave's recommendation, something that can do sinker rigs and lighter knife jigs. You got a favorite 60-pound style outfit, Dave?
Ooh.
And that's from Mark in Los Angeles.
Let's see. I'd like a 6470 Seeker with a... Probably a Fathom 40 is what I would have, and that's just because what I have on the boat, and that's my joke too. Yeah, that's, by chance, that's exactly what I have on the boat.
And what size Power Pro are you going to put on that?
I usually do 80.
80?
80, yeah.
And then can rotate the top shot.
Exactly.
With,
I do at least want some stretch. Yeah. You know, so if I'm doing sinker rig, I'd probably have, you know, 50 feet of mono within with a, you know, top shot of fluoro.
Oh.
For the sinker rig, and it just so happens that's the exact same setup I have on the boat. 6470 with a Fathom 40
for
fishing it.
Perfect. All right, that does free up 213-432-1090. You want to get through? There's your chance. I have a great text here from Bill in Mission Viejo. Never been able to do an overnight or a multi-day trip, but if I was to do it, would live bait be better used than a popper on a foamer for tuna? I've never been confronted with this situation.
I'd say if you're good at casting, I feel like the thrill from casting the popper and getting bit on the popper, that's always fun. Especially if, you know, we're pulling up to these foamers. But, God, I mean, time and time again, the foamers sometimes are stubborn for hook and bait fish. But it just depends. If you're good at casting, then by all means, see if you can get that thrill of casting a popper and hooking one. But if not, and you're a little more old school traditional, you can never go wrong with light bait. Pulling up on these spots, we're throwing chum. You kind of got the chum line to assist and dropping back in nose hook bait. I think you'd be pretty silent.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Hey, we got another great text come through. Good morning and happy New Year's. Tomahawk, such a great boat and a great operation. When you're in the big fish zone and it's all about fishing the kite, how do you guys handle the kite rotations on 2.5-day trips? That's from Matt in Camarillo.
Yeah, how we usually do it, I mean, how we would do it on the long range boat, you know, you have time, you know, on a 15-day trip, you know, if you start at number one, go to number two and work your way through the numerical order. But since we are doing this shorter range, you know, like you said, 2.5-day or 3-day trips and we're doing the kite, we put everyone's tag number in a Ziploc and we kind of raffle it off. Put everyone's number in a Ziploc, shake the bag up and pull the number out, and it just gives everyone that equal chance.
Nice.
Just because we don't have time to go
because
through
because if
the
you're
whole
number
order,
24,
you might not.
You may never have a chance.
Even if we do a 10-minute session, it's like you give everyone the equal chance.
I guess super smart.
That's a good way to do it.
I feel like that just eases everyone. Everyone's my number. It's like the lotto. But it gives everyone the equal chance.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the kind of the fair way of, you know, Everyone could get it. You know, are you feeling lucky?
Absolutely. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Alex calling us from San Carlos? Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good morning.
So, guys, I got a question for Kevin Dave. I've never been on anything more than an overnighter, and I'm all geared up. Fisherman's Line got me all covered. But the one question that I do have that I've never really been able to dial down is how to set my drag. I just bought a Pan International 16. So how do I set my drag properly? Like, where do I set it at strike? Do I need to get a scale? You guys usually do it on the boat. What's the best way to go about that?
Great question. Yeah, good question. We like doing it on the boat. And how I set it is I set it to full strike so there's never any confusion. And for setting the drag, I mean, you have to paint the picture of when you do get bit, you're going to have X amount of line off your spool. So you're trying to compensate for that because you're not going to get bit with full line capacity. So if you're getting really tedious on, okay, this is where I want it, it's feel. I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to describe of I see you guys doing the scale and doing all that on the back of the stern. But again, how I set the drag is I go, I feel it, I put it to full strike, and it's all by feel. But that's one thing the boys and the crew that work with me are good at, and that's being involved. I mean, they spend at least an hour on the way out rigging everyone up, going through every setup, and I make it a note that I want them to touch every single person's rod because they're just making sure everyone's adequately set up, and I mean, it's just huge. So it's a feel thing. It's kind of hard to describe tension and stuff. It's just, you know, my left arm is just trained for it.
Yeah, and you know what's right.
Exactly.
I'll tell you how I do it is I set it where I think it is, and then I go to Captain Dave or one of the deckhands, and I say, how's my drag?
Yeah.
And then they'll redo what I did. Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's like I'm anxious. I want to show you right here. Here's where it's at.
But that's the way you learn, too, right? I mean, set it what you think and then go over and say, okay, check my drag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then readjust. And
having enough tension to get that hook set and line being able to be pulled off and, you know, having that lever drag, knowing you have that full above strike if you need to apply more drag throughout the battle.
Yeah.
So that's what's nice about that, stopping point at full strike.
Yeah. And that's the thing about having a lever drag reel, too, is it's tricky because you set it at strike, but if you set it too high at strike and then you go above, it's like,
shock load.
Maybe it's stupid tight after that.
Shock load. So definitely finding that sweet spot on the drag setting.
Yeah, but those guys do it every day. So make sure you get the guys that do it every day and they know exactly what to do.
No one is better than the crew that is, you know, that is going to do it with you. And they're going to be the ones that are assisting you while you're fighting the fish. And it takes seconds, you know, like, especially a crew like the Tomahawk. You just, hey, man, I'm with you, Pete. Like, this is where I'm fishing. Hey, what do you think about this for 50 pound? And hand him your rod and reel. It's going to be a 2 second ordeal. Like, yep, that's great. Or, man, I think I'd put a little more on. Or, why don't you back a little bit off? Let's be safe about this.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Hey, you want to get through that freeze up a line, 213-432-1090, your chance to win a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk. And
crazy.
Let's find out what's biting that fishdope.com report,
you
right?
You got it, man. Our fishdope.com report with Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. The Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, coming soon, the all-new and easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips, plus with the addition of new team members, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest with more same day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and let's head to Dave Hansen. That's your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Dave. Always good to hear you, Dave. Always good to hear you.
Good morning.
Hey,
thanks, good to hear
Dave.
You.
Yeah, and end of the year wrap up here, Dave. Full year of Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide for 23 and more in 24 for you.
Yeah, we survived another year.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Hey, gang. Kelly Girl and I want to just wish everybody a happy new year and thank you all for all the support. It was a great year. And you guys won't even believe this, Pete. I'm out here fishing with IGFA Hall of Fame Captain Peter Grossbeck, and we're using all that tackle he got from Rick. And it's as good as it can possibly be, yellowfin, and they're all nice ones, 25 to 40-pound fish, biting full speed on the corner right this second.
That sounds good to me, man.
That sounds great.
And we're way out here. We're almost a mile from the dock. It's pretty gnarly.
A mile from the dock in Cabo. We should clarify that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're on that ugly little 72-foot Viking with the Sea Keeper, so it's really horrible to be here today.
Got to be horrible, yeah, for sure. And, but, and having one of the best in the business, Captain Pete, aboard, right?
Absolutely. It limits in an hour for 12 people. It's pretty insane.
Oh, how fun.
But, King, I know it's been a weird week with this giant swell, but, oh, my gosh. Rick, I sent you a couple pictures. It doesn't get any better than it is right now in Long Beach, L.A. Harbor. For all the years I've been fishing lobsters up there, I've never seen it this good, this consistent, day in and day out. And then this giant swell just made it even more better, if you can even imagine that. It's so good right now. And there's a big family of thresher sharks living in the harbor, so our guys are doing that a little bit before they go hooping. It's been paying off pretty good. And then the big news is that bigger bonita, that 5 to 10 pound bonita. I didn't hear Wooly's report. I was hooked up to a tuna at the time, but I'm sure he talked about it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's big news, gang. We haven't had that for quite a while. You get out 100 fathoms, drop the feathers in the water right off the Dana Point Canyon, troll down the coast towards the rockfish grounds, and lo and behold, whammo, there's those big bonita. And they are fun to catch and good to eat. And then today's the last day of rockfish. Today is it. This is it. And then we won't get to do that until April. So if you guys are going out fishing today, go catch a few rockfish for your freezer. And go hooping. It's so good right now. And go catch a bonita. And there's never not a time to go fishing.
And
unless
heard,
there's a 40-foot swell in front of the harbor.
Yeah, crazy. I heard that Captain Dave Hansen is going to be doing seminars at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show this year and coming up here in just 3 weeks.
Unbelievable. Yep, I'll be at the Long Beach Convention Center. I'll be doing 2 seminars Saturday and 2 seminars on Sunday. One at 12 o'clock and then one at 3 o'clock Saturday and the same thing on Sunday. So make sure you show up and come see me. I'll be going crazy on stage like I always do, gang. I only have one gear, and it's as fast as I can go.
Yeah, bring your hard hats.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Like Arnie always says, bring your hard hats.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to get back out on the rail and catch another yellowfin in a
better,
second.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I'm going to tell them about fishdope.com. Today is the last day.
Yeah, right.
To get it for the old price, $169, because it goes up tomorrow to $199. You can extend your full membership a whole year, no matter when it expires, by the old price today. Today's the last day. And then starting tomorrow, use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, to get $30 off your fishdope.com membership. And Dave, how do we find you other than the rail is it controlled chaos?
Yes. No, total chaos.
Total chaos. Okay.
Total chaos. Yeah. Gang, check me out at Your Saltwater Guiding. Yeah, check out Fish Dope. Danny and I were on the phone right before I went live, making sure I told the right things. And I think I summed up what Danny was going to say perfect. So get on Fish Dope. Make sure you jump in there. Use Pete's code, and you guys be very, very happy.
Thanks, Dave. Great to hear from you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next year. Which is
all right. Sunday. Thank you, guys. Talk to you next year. Bye.
You, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, well, that does free up. If you want a chance to get through, 213-432-1090, your opportunity to get to go fishing on a day-and-a-half trip on board the Tomahawk. I wanted to read a great text. Good morning, guys. Happy New Year's, and thanks for always putting together these great shows all year, Pete. My question is for Dave. Can you please talk to us about charters? What insider tips do you have for charter masters? We know that you can't control the fish or the weather, but what do you see that makes a charter successful? What can a charter master do or not do to make it easier on you, your crew, and make for a great trip for the passengers to really shine? What makes things go best for the groups? That's all from Corey in Escondido.
Ooh, good question.
That's a good one. I'd say camaraderie. I feel like, you know, everyone working together at the rail, no one for themselves. I feel like those are some of the more standout charter groups, of just everyone working together, friendly, and just keeping a positive vibe. I mean, like you mentioned, I mean, can't control if the fish bite or the weather, but we could control how we land the fish and, you know, how we react when we lose a fish. But I mean, you know, it's easier said than done. It's no matter what, we put all this effort into it. It's emotional, whether you catch one, lose one. But I feel like it comes down to the groups working together. I mean, landing the fish, you know, taking pictures and maybe doing little raffles. I feel like all that stuff kind of helps with staying positive on the boat. I mean, great fishing, it always helps. But I mean, for those tougher days, whether it's a, you know, multi-day trip or if it's just a single day and a half trip where we just get the one day, I feel like I see the good charter groups that, like I mentioned, they do the raffles, they have some giveaways, and it's just little gestures like that. I mean, it just controls the morale of the trip.
That's cool. Yeah. When we were, please.
A lot of guys are doing Captain Rollo Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo raffles to raise money to take kids fishing, getting some prizes together, and then getting people to donate some money, and you win prizes and. Yeah. Do a good cause. That's an idea for your group.
When we were doing those long trips on the Royal Star all those years, we would always, I would always hold some of like our bigger prizes and we'd do our raffles, but then we would always have like group things, you know, like, and we would bust them out like in the middle of the day when it's, you know, when it was like a slow period, the, you know, the whatever it might be, the first guy to get a wahoo on a jig wins this thing, or the first, you know, like, you know, and make it very like open to everybody. All right, the next guy that hooks one on a sardine gets, you know, wins a backpack.
Yeah.
And you know, just like little fun things that like everybody can obtain and shoot for and things like that were always fun, like little mini tournament, you know, okay, whoever catches the most in the next 2 hours wins this, you know, that kind of stuff, just fun.
Yeah.
Goals to
fun
fish for. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Always made things fun on charters.
Yeah. Makes it exciting for sure.
It does.
So,
it does.
Good question. It's always a. But, yeah. And you know, hit some of your friends up for some donations and stuff and make it fun.
Yeah. I can tell you, if your goal was, like Pete was saying, to do a little raffle where you got some prizes together and then you sold some raffle tickets that netted some money for Friends of Rollo, if you went first to several of the great tackle stores around and said, hey, look, I'm just trying to gather some prizes and you know the net is going to be to raise some money from Friends of Rollo, you're going to find a lot of let me get you this, let me get you that, like just,
sure.
If you're doing it for the right reasons, you're going to get support behind you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question there. That does free up a line at 213-432-1090. Let's jump in the phones.
Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi Daniel, welcome to the show.
Good morning guys, happy new year.
Same to you.
Okay, so I have a question for Captain Mike. When it comes to tipping the guys, the big hands on the, after a, you know, day and a half to there, what would be the right amount of tip of money, if you will? Those you guys, I mean, there's always people that tip good. There's always people that tip a little. But just, you know, what would be a good average?
Hey, it's a great question, and it's not talked about all that often. But everybody's curious on
it. It's always a touchy one. I feel like, I mean, if you're happy with the service you got, I mean, how I was taught from young is it's, you know, customer service industry. So, you know, how I've done it, how I suggest people to do it, it's a kind of a 15-20% of what the ticket price is. If you enjoyed yourself, you felt like the crew did, you know, what they were supposed to do, and you were happy with the service, I feel like that's kind of the ground of what we see, you know, and call a good tip is, you know, kind of that 15-20% of
the ticket price. Yeah,
yes.
That's a good
exactly
the restaurant rule.
And it's we're not entitled, and I tell the boys too, we're not entitled to anything. We have to earn it. You know, this is the crew meetings we have in the wheelhouse before the trip, after the trip, and if you feel we deserve it, I mean, I think that's pretty the standard. That's the crew.
But here's the deal. That's an important part of you and your deckhands' pay. Is that tip?
It is.
So
it is.
Please be generous with them, because that's the future of these good trips.
Because I mean, without the gratuities, I mean, it's the boys get paid minimum wage. That's the deal. That's how it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like I said, if you feel we did what we were supposed to do.
And it's not McDonald's $20 an hour minimum wage either.
Yeah, I'm going to submit my application there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. All right, that does free up a number at 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. John from Carson writes, good morning, guys. Great show. You talked about the food and the bunks. Can you tell us what kind of room you have for tackle boxes and rod racks? Like most people, I like to bring 4 or 5 setups, so I'm ready for anything.
For the rod storage, plenty of rod storage on both sides. Plenty of rod storage. And how I say for the tackle storage is 1, 2, 3 racks and And, I mean, even taking 31 people, we, you know, have enough room for all tackle boxes on those racks. And how I tell passengers if they want a good spot, it's timing. If you get here early and, you know, you're one of the first few in line, then you have the basically option of picking some of those better of the spots available for your tackle box. So it's kind of the first come, first serve on the tackle boxes if you want a top spot where you, you know, don't have to bend down or something like that. But it's always the early bird gets the worm there.
That's it. So is it based on when you sign up that you're going to get your number then? Or?
Yeah, when you get in line there at the top of the dock and we sign you in, how you are in that line, how you arrived is how you sign
how
up.
You're
exactly.
Sign up.
So when you arrive to the landing.
When you arrive to the landing and get, yeah, exactly, in line at the top. Because they, you know, still put the signs up, and that formation is how you sign in, and that's how you get loaded onto the boat as well. So
one of the coolest things about the Tomahawk are those walking up the sides. That, I mean, it's like
you put three guys
across, and so it's not like when you're putting your rods in the rod rack, you have to worry about, oh, can I get by you here? You can just walk right by no matter anybody's up there. And
exactly.
That's what's nice is you store your rods in the right place, you can access them very easily.
You can access them, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming around, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and when I'm not surf fishing, I'm at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall Show is January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Still time to get through if you want to get your shot at 213-432-1090. Your chance to talk to Captain Dave, get your questions answered, and maybe even get to win a day-and-a-half trip on board the Tomahawk.
Yeah, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
Phones are. We're going to talk to Ryan. Ryan's calling us from Irvine this morning. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you.
My question for you, Captain, is during the time of the season, what's the best time you really recommend to go on 2-day-and-a-half and 3-day trips?
Ooh. So you said for 2-day-and-a-half trips?
For 2-day-and-a-half and even sometimes the 3 days.
the 3-day.
I think maybe like comparing when you would go short versus when you would go long.
Yeah. I'd say June for a day and a half would be probably my selection. And for a 3-day, September, October for a 3-day, okay. I feel like would be my pick of those a lot of trips.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's all about, basing it off how last season was. And I feel like, June, July, end of June, early July for the day and a half. And, get some trips. We like doing those longer trips in the fall, end of the summer, fall. And it just gives us that chance to go out to Tanner Bank and maybe do a day of yellowfin. And it just, options are there.
Lots of options.
Yeah, lots of options.
Yeah, and so... June for the shorter and the longer in the fall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And some of those fall trips were so cool when you guys would go down like to the yellowfin zone to the south and load up on those and then travel in the dark and come back up above to the bluefin zone and like you'd get your yanking and cranking out of the way in the beginning of the trip and then trophy hunting in the back half of the trip and all of a sudden you see you'd see the tomahawk unload and it's just there's quantity, there was quality. Like some of those fall trips you guys did were so cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Fun for you too, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's smiling.
Every angle.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call. 213-432-1090. You want to get through, ask your question. That's the best way right now.
Had a great text from Kaylee. Says, "Hey guys, this is Kaylee from Chula Vista. Captain Dave, what's the best thing that a smaller angler can do to help catch a big fish?"
Ooh, rail time is the most important thing. Just staying at it. I feel like some of the better anglers, no matter what, even if, say I'm stopping on a few fish and they're not biting, it's like it never fails. I look down and I see people, just standing, but the guys who and gals that are always at it are just putting in the rail time, changing their bait. I'll pop my head out the wheelhouse window and see people kind of just hanging out. It's like, all right, well, how long has that bait been out? Changing your bait, putting in the rail time, I feel will give you the best chance to catch anything, any species. Absolutely.
Another thing I want to talk about, too, is how good you guys are, you and your crew specifically, in terms of coaching somebody through a big one. Like, even if you're, a smaller person, you're a gal that's not some big bodybuilder dude, catching a big bluefin with good gear these days is just no problem.
Gear is important by far.
Well-matched tackle and somebody coaching you through the process, any person can land, any Absolutely. Size fish that we hook on these trips.
Yep.
There's no longer that limitation that you need to be some big buff dude to catch a tuna over 100 pounds.
No, not at all. Not with the way these rods are designed. Rods and reels, Spectra loaded up. The gear is making it easier versus how it was.
And the crew is right there next to the helm.
Always. Especially on these bigger models. Even if the angler wants to take a break or cramps up or something like that, the crew member's always there coaching them exactly, being where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bud from San Diego has a question. Seems like the Coronado Islands never really blossomed this year. Do you think it was a change in conditions or underfished because of all the tuna?
I feel like a lot of the focus was on the tuna, and I feel like it kind of, whether there was yellowtail or when there was yellowtail there or not, I feel like it kind of just got overlooked. I mean, I grew up fishing the Coronado Islands a lot, and season to season, maybe this season will be better, and we could get the best of both worlds, good yellowtail island fishing, and be able to venture off and do some bluefin fishing. But I feel like it's just maybe not paid attention to as much.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that. I'm sure if it was wide open, you would, all the time, you would have heard about it more. But if you put Booger and Brawla and Taro and those guys, if instead of them being offshore all year, if you put them at the islands, you would have seen peaks and valleys of big yellowtail scores and knots and all those things. The fishery has been so good with this tuna fishing that it's a supply and demand thing, and the demand for going offshore and catching bluefin has just been higher than being at the island. So I think that so much of us gauge how the fishing is going based on the fish counts we see, and if the guys aren't there, you just don't see the fish counts. And I'm sure there was some fantastic private boat fishing at the Coronado Islands that just went untalked about because it wasn't on the highlight board
for sure. Yeah. You have a good one there?
Yeah, it says, good morning, guys. Sammy G from Chula Vista. I'm interested in knowing what goes on behind the scenes when boats are getting repaired. It's always so cool to see all you guys doing your hard work and the tarps. I'm always so curious about what the cost is for your off-season repairs and things like that.
Ooh, that's
a lot.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
How I was told what you think you're going to spend, double it.
Yeah,
that's exactly
sure.
It. And, God, it gets high up there. It's, I mean, it's to be determined here yet for what we have going, but, you know, it's hard
not
to put
cheap.
A number on it. Yeah,
of course.
It is not cheap. I'd say even right now it's, you know, 40 grand into it, and we're not even.
Already.
Yeah, oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah.
And that's not even buying all the paint and stuff yet. So
yeah, wow.
It just depends. I mean, some boats spend quadruple that.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy seeing it, you know, driving the boats and not knowing the exact figures to now seeing the figures. It's like, whew.
It's a lot.
Humbling.
But like you were saying, you were looking at having an outside party paint the boat for you. It was $60,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to paint the house,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Just the house. $60,000.
Right.
Imagine that. So that's why you're doing it yourself.
That's why we're doing it ourselves. trying to save and keeping the crew busy and keeping the good guys close.
The job that you guys did, like securing the boat, is like very impressive. It's like wrapped almost in vinyl. And is that a Coast Guard thing, or is that just so you can do more work? You know, we're always used to seeing the blue tarps, you know, flapping in the wind on guys doing, you know, small projects, but yours is like amazingly secure and scat. It looks like a professional construction company going on.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now, like,
yeah, we definitely spent a little bit of money on just containment.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's the last thing you want to do is be polluting. So containing it, and yeah, we could have Sanders going full speed, and if it gets dirty, we, you know, turn the vacuums on, have the boys sweep and vacuum up, and you're able to focus on doing the actual work versus dealing with the blue tarps flapping in the wind.
Right, yeah.
And going in the water.
Oh, exactly.
Getting
exactly.
A fine.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to go there.
You walk by and look at the tomahawk. I mean, it is a professional operation
it's
going on right
up,
now.
Man.
Yeah, there's no big tarp with a big hole in it flapping around. Like, it's the real deal.
Yeah, it's buttoned up.
Got to do it right. That's it.
For sure. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Jim from National City, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I fished with Captain Dave way back when he was on the Star. And what I remember about Dave back then was, that was a long time ago, but I fished with a friend of mine, a guy named Buddy Meeker. Dave probably remembers him. He always kept that boat in the right direction as far as everything being organized. And I can see why now Frank Lopresti put this guy in on the Tomahawk, because even back then, he was either the deck boss or the second ticket. He was so organized and kept that boat going in the right direction as far as being well organized. So anyway, Dave, I remember you from way back then, the Pacific Star, and then also on the American Angler, I fished with you. You're a very fishy guy, a great fisherman, and it sounds like now even you're a great, great owner operator. So keep up the good work, Dave.
Thank you, Jim. I remember.
That's cool.
I remember. Yeah.
How can you forget Jim?
No, I can't forget Jim.
No.
I remember.
For sure. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Tom in Temecula, and it was just a question that I wanted to ask Dave, too. It says, Happy New Year, guys. Dave, what's your preferred way to hook a bait, nose, collar, belly, or back? I'm beginning to experiment with new ways to hook my baits.
Oof. I'd say for the first initial slide, I'd probably do nose. But once we get established in a drift and plunker fishing, I'm a butt hook guy.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, belly hook.
Easy to
right,
do.
Right where the little middle set of fins are on the sardine. Always the belly hook, butt hook right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. I had a good question with you talking about your boat work. This is from Captain. It says, Hi, Captain Dave. I have an older Parker, and you were talking about stress cracks earlier. I have some stress cracks in the corner of my transom. Any tips for a private boat guy trying to repair them? That's from Daryl.
Ooh, yeah, that gets tedious there, but it's understandable. These fiberglass boats, they get cracks, stress cracks. And, I mean, I feel like the only way to really do that is either you leave it and you let it flex at that point, if it's not super gnarly crack, but you got to grind it, fiber fill it, glass it, sand it again, and then, paint it. I feel like that's the way. Or you can just beef it up the whole way and re-fiberglass that whole area. It just comes down to structure and how much strain that area gets is what tells you the repair. But if it's in a not tenuous place where it gets a lot of strain, then sanding it down, grind a little bit of grinder, filling it, and repainting over the top, I think you'd be fine.
You've become an expert at that now.
No, at full speed.
not by choice, mind
small,
you. Right?
Small boats and big boats.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I feel like my hands are still vibrating from the grinder.
part of the program, for sure. Been there, done that, for sure.
I gotta ask a question, a boat work question. Yeah. What's worse, the grinder or the needle gun?
Oh, the needle gun, probably.
Okay.
The needle gun carries a more after effect of, like, yeah, it kind of throws you off a little bit.
What's the needle gun?
You'll be eating, and your hand will be shaking.
Oh, is that the thing you hear when it goes bang, 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 bang?
It's more like the loud buzz, but like a deck, you know, like a taken up non-skid.
Oh, I gotcha.
It has a bunch of, like, metal...
Yeah, like little fingers that vibrate crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll definitely throw you sideways a little bit if you do it for a little while.
You can always hear it. Let's put it this way.
I can hear it, yeah.
You got to shut the door at the tackle store when the needle gun is gone and guys are taking up the deck. But again, not that the grinder and fiberglass is anybody's favorite thing either. That's why I'm so curious. Like,
I'm taped up.
They're too evil, so I'm just curious which is the more evil. That's all. Hey, let's jump back into the phones, talk to John. He's called us from Huntington Beach. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year. And
same to you.
Great show. Thanks. I have a question for Captain Dave. On the Tomahawk, what kind of engines do you have, and how fast is the boat?
We have Cummins QSM 11s. And I'd say for cruise speed, we're... A 9-10 knot boat, you know, just depends on direction and things like that. Uh-huh. But if I had
to
base my speed on getting somewhere and, you know, whichever amount of time, I'd base it off 9 knots. That's kind of a happy speed. But, yeah. I mean, you could easily go 10.5, but, you know, then you just double your fuel consumption. And lately of these prices, that's usually not the go-to. But, yeah, QSM 11s, tier 2.
Ah.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing the repower here. I'm not sure if next year. Well, it just depends. If motors are available, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
We'll probably do it next year.
In 2024.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You mean 2024 or 2025?
I guess it'd be 2025, actually.
25, yeah. I know. Yeah. Tomorrow is 2024. Hard to believe, right? Is that crazy? Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that, John, very much. Here's a question, and he made a very big violation. He didn't leave his name. So he gets no entry into the trip. But it's such a good question, I wanted to read it. Happy New Year. Two questions for Captain Dave. Do the bunks accommodate tall fishermen, 6'5", and will there be a limited load trip open party this year?
Yes, that's actually what I'm going to do a lot more of this year, is doing, so I'm glad you asked that, doing some more of the limited load, because I feel like that was asked a lot this past season of putting some trips up that, you know, same duration, whether it's day and a half, 2 day, or 2.5 day, but just having a handful of limited load to where it is that 18, 20 people load. A little more on the ticket price, but again, I mean, it's for the reason of not having a crowded rail, not having 30 people at the rail. So I feel like doing a couple 18-passenger limited load, I feel like that'd be a good angle there.
Desired. 18-passenger limited. And you know,
so rad.
And look at what the Searcher's done with those limited load long trips that they do, man. They're so popular.
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets a stateroom and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this is the same idea. It's like you have plenty of people want quality these days.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And
so
I mean, as for
extra and
the boat was built, I mean, for Dart. I mean, Dart was tall. Everything is tall.
Everything's big
on this. It's all big, wide, and it's for that reason.
Sure.
So I think he'd be plenty suited.
Yeah. It was originally called the Cat Special.
That's
when Dart,
exactly.
When Dart owned it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for that reason, the wheelhouse is tall. The galley is tall. Everything's on the taller note and wider, bigger.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, this is a fun text. A little bit long, but a very good one. It says, I met Dave when he was a deckhand on one of the loopy trips that the Apollo ran with Captain JJ. He stood out in all aspects of work, and when I heard that he was the owner of the Tomahawk on Let's Talk Hookup, I had to try the boat. I went on a great 2-day trip. He put us on fish and caught fish for everyone on board aboard the kite. Everybody on the trip had a fish close to 100 pounds. His work ethic is incredible. I booked a three-day trip a few weeks later, and again he put us on fish in both the daytime and the nighttime. He's a hunter and does not hesitate to make a move from the fleet. He did about a half-mile loop from the fleet that put us on a loopy size grade of fish that was wide open. The gilling and gutting of all the fish, the crew, the food, the attitude, Dave learned from the best, and I would say is already amongst them. He's here to stay, and that's all from John and El Segundo.
That's wow. Very kind. Thank
that's
you
really
so much.
Good stuff there. For
that's
sure.
What it's about, man.
Yeah. Hey, we already covered this, but I want to cover it again because maybe some people missed it. He says, Dave from Manaheim wants to know, do you plan on doing any traditional colonite trips in February, March?
Yes. 100%. Yes.
You're definitely going to do
yes.
those.
Yes.
And who knows? They might be bluefin and yellowtail
yeah,
trips.
Yeah,
right?
It might. Yeah,
it could happen.
Exactly. Might
yeah.
venture off if we get satisfied on other species and locate something else.
So basically, that's going to be just watch the Fisherman's Landing website.
Exactly.
And we'll also announce them here on Let's Talk Hookup when you start putting
yes.
trips up. We'll let people know, okay, Tomahawk's has put a schedule up of day and a half trips to Colonnette, 2-day trips to Colonnette. Whatever.
Yeah.
Would they be day and a half or 2 days?
Probably day and a half. Just
day
for
and a half.
So Friday night, leave Friday night, fish Saturday, come back Sunday morning.
Okay.
I feel like that'd probably be the more comfortable schedule just so
yeah.
work doesn't have to be missed. Get your fix and can regroup Sunday afternoon.
So you said earlier that probably toward the end of January you start putting those trips up?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, if we have a good stretch of weather, I mean, this next week weather's messing us up a little bit.
Yeah. It's all about the boat work.
Yeah. Again, and just doing things right. I feel like beginning of February is the more comfortable.
You guys put this much time into it, you're not going to rush it for a week of cotton.
Exactly, exactly. As expensive as paint is, you definitely don't want it to go flat.
Yeah,
gotcha.
For sure.
All right. Hey, another good text is, good morning. Question for Dave. I know Steve Carson fished on your boat last year and had a great time. Do you know if there's going to be any upcoming hosted trips from Steve Carson and Penn or any other sponsored trips? I love going on those trips with fun giveaways. That's from Russ in San Diego.
As of right now, no. I haven't contacted any of the sponsors yet. I just wanted to have at least a schedule up, even though dates are available, whether it's a sponsor trip that wants to, you know, put together a trip, all dates are open, majority of them at least, besides the 11 charters we do have on books. So it's basically just getting the schedule completed, and shame on me for not having it done yet. But
I don't think your open charter dates are going to last as long as you're thinking.
No.
I mean, the boat's too nice, and you know, with as good as the fishing was last year, that's a really good opportunity to steal a charter.
You've got a reputation now, Dave.
It's a good one, it's getting there.
That's awesome. In
just a short year, you've already developed that, and people are starting to figure out, I better get on the Tomahawk. Yeah, and quality stuff. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bill in Scripps Ranch, thanks for the follow-up. He
He was the
6'5" fisherman.
Ah,
we'll put you in the
I like it. Well, yeah. speaking of winning that trip, we're going to find out who's winning that and more. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board a day and a half trip. Dave's going to do us the honors, flipping the prize coin. Let's see what we got.
All right.
Texter today is the winner. So congratulations, Bill in Mission Viejo. You are going fishing on a day and a half on board the Tomahawk. Congratulations.
And thank you very much for that,
so
Dave.
Rad,
we sure
Dave.
Appreciate that. And thank you. Such a great job you're doing on the Tomahawk. Highly encourage everybody to check out Tomahawk. How do we find you?
Fisherman's Nanny. We're at TomahawkSportFishing.com.
Yeah.
Fisherman's Nanny is going to be doing the same deal this year, helping me with the booking. And yeah.
Yeah, but you have the website, TomahawkSportFishing.com.
The website, TomahawkSportFishing. It's all connected. So if you book a trip on Tomahawk Sport Fishing, it literally goes straight to Fisherman's Landing as well.
Yeah.
It's all intertwined.
And then if you want to book a bunk, after you book the trip online, you can just call the landing
and
say, okay, I just booked the trip.
Exactly.
I want bunk JJ or whatever
exactly,
it is. Yeah,
exactly.
It's a double Y.
Yeah,
got to
get the good one.
And those
yeah.
guys, will, they have a chart there also. They'll help you pick out a bunk, too. Even if you don't know the layout of the boat or anything, you can call and just say, hey, you know, talk to one of those guys. They'll dial you in.
But at TomahawkSportFishing.com, you can see the layout.
Right now.
That's a good deal. So,
yeah,
good luck with the boat work. And, again, it looks like sometime February-ish you could start to do some Colonette trips. So watch the schedule. And, like I say, we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And wow, what a year, huh?
Crazy, man.
Yeah, here we go.
Last one.
2024, and we'll be back. Thanks to JP for all his hard work this year. He's been fantastic on the phones. And when you guys call, make sure you thank those guys because they do work very hard, and we sure appreciate it. And, of course, Adam. Adam, for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app, Adam is a backbone of our Let's Talk Hookup team, and we sure appreciate it. And don't forget Corey, too. Corey, we're very appreciative for all you do and your time. You're going to be spending some time in the studio because I'll be gone for a couple
you're
weeks
out of here.
In January. But I'll be back next Saturday with Captain Mike, Josh, and Art from The Searcher. That's going to be a great time and a great show to start the new year off. And then next Sunday, Valerie Hopritz from Queen Charlotte Safaris is going to be here. That's going to be fun hearing from Valerie and all her travels and all the good stuff from up in that beautiful place in Haida Gwaii, Queen Charlotte Safaris. Thanks for listening today. Happy New Year to everybody. Be safe and happy, and we'll see you next year right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.